Well, we have one of our favorite friends and one of our favorite people in the world on the line from Los Angeles, Chrissy Blaze. How in the world are you?
Hello, Jerry. I'm very well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say that, and I hope you're doing well.
Oh, we're trying. We're hanging in there. Now, there's something coming up here on September 21st I want to talk to you about, the UN International Day of Peace. What is this all about?
Well, that was started by the United Nations in the year 2001, and they wanted to draw attention to certain objectives. One is that from that point forth, that one day a year would be in celebration and observance of peace around the world, and they called for a day of global ceasefire and nonviolence and invited all nations and people to honor cessation of hostilities for the duration of the day.
Well, you know what I'm going to ask? This year, September 21st, global ceasefire, I doubt that'll happen in Iraq.
I know, but in cooperation with this United Nations Day of Peace, it has inspired literally hundreds of millions of people around the world and thousands of organizations. One prominent one is called the International Day of Peace Vigil, and they are calling for days or a day of prayer and meditation. And as I say, so many hundreds and thousands and millions of people are on board that this is really snowballing.
How do we find out about this vigil? How does one take part in that?
Well, you can find a link on my website, actually. There's a whole page about it, chrissyblaze.com, and they also have a website themselves, which is idpvigil.com.
Now, vigil signifies to me people standing outside burning candles.
No, actually, it's a lot more dynamic than that. Let me just tell you one of the things that's happened, Jerry, is that the World Council of Churches, which consists of churches around the world, the Methodist Church, the Baptist Church, the Anglican Church, you name it, has 500 million people in their congregations, has invited all of their congregations worldwide to participate, and this is just one of the organizations. In Sri Lanka, an organization called Sarvodaya, which is founded by Dr. Ari, is an amazing man. You can find out more about him on my website. He is having a 60-day program of activities for nonviolence centered around September the 21st.
Is that in the middle of it, or the beginning, or the end? Or
we're actually in the middle of it now, and he's getting a total of approximately 2 million people to participate throughout the island, and he even has the support of the Prime Minister, and he's meeting with other government leaders to try and get them to join in. So this is a huge event. The Assyria Society is cooperating, United Religions Initiative with 26,000 members in 57 countries is cooperating. There's people from the Franciscan Order and Sisters, and even a group I was reading about called the Nigerian Children's Parliament. And it's really very inspiring when you look at all the organizations that are participating around the world.
Well, now, you and I have talked about some of your things that you participated in over the years on previous broadcasts. I guess it's just kind of natural, if I stop and think about it, that you'd be involved in this. How did that happen? I mean, how did you find out about it? What motivated you, kid?
What motivated me? Actually, a very good friend of mine, Dave Capraro, who's the president of an organization called In the Light, and he's also the organizer of the Michigan branch of the Assyria Society, a wonderful man. He is playing quite a big role in helping to promote this whole event and coordinating things. In fact, he was instrumental in getting the city of Southfield, where he lives, to announce it as an official day of peace, and he's working with the churches in Michigan, and you know, he's doing an awful lot. So he's the person that really got me involved.
Now you were up there recently in the end of April, weren't you?
And we're going up again this month.
Are you? Wait, what's the date this year? I mean, how can we, people in Michigan are listening, how can they find you? Are you going to make any personal appearances?
Oh, yes, actually, Marianne Williamson, you may have heard of, who's a great promoter of prayer and peace and a spiritual international author and leader, has invited us up there to meet her and her congregation up there. So that should be very exciting. We're talking, well, I don't know if we're talking, actually. We're meeting her on at her Sunday service on the 25th of September, I think it is, the 25th or the 26th. In Royal Oak in Michigan, and at the Music Theater there.
Well, great. Maybe some people will see you up there.
Oh, that would be great. Yes, I hope they come up. If they come along afterwards and say you're the Mary Pippin show.
Yeah, that'd be neat. That'd be neat if I'd say that. I was wondering on this vigil, I mean, what do? I made the comment about candles, but it was kind of half joking. But what do you do for the vigil? I mean, what do you do to take part?
Actually, again, on my website, there's a whole list of things, suggestions that what people can do. One thing is to tell people, and it's so great, Jerry, that you are actually going to promote it, because I know you get so many thousands of people, millions of people visiting your site. So this is one way to make people aware of it. And this is something all listeners can do, is point them to Jerry's website, point them to my website, and so on. Print out copies of the page from my website and give it out to people. Ask if you belong to a local church or a spiritual group, try and get them to register their support on the IDP Vigils website. Another thing to do is to spend some time throughout the day, even if it's only 5-10 minutes, sending out prayers for peace, sending out prayers to help those who are working for peace. And there are, you know, we wonder sometimes in this country, but there are many thousands and millions of people around the world who are working very hard for peace. And other things to do, in the Aetherius Society, we're holding prayer circles around the world in the evening. Other churches are holding meditations. Another thing is to sit down and visualize yourself joining together with these, as I say, possibly hundreds of millions of people around the world who are joining together on this day. And just visualize our world being filled with love and healing and so forth. And, you know...
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but, you had that... last time we were on, we had that book out that we were talking about, the year, and we took part in a healing ceremony. I don't know if you remember that or not.
I do.
What was the name of that book again?
Oh, that's... the latest book that Gary and I wrote is called Power Prayer.
Yes.
And we wrote that published last year.
Is it, they can find that on your website. We also have a link to it from our website as well, able to buy it if you'd like. And it's well worth it. It's an interesting little book. And so this fits right into that, doesn't it?
It does indeed, because the type of prayer that we're talking about here is not so much personal prayer, but more like healing prayer or intercessory prayer, I think it's called in the church, where you're actually sending out your intent and your love to bring healing, not to an individual this time, as in, you know, distant healing, but to a group of individuals, people working for peace, and to the world. So it's kind of an out-moving force.
Uh-huh.
It's a force of love, a force of light. And one thing, even though we might, living in this country, wonder, you know, if we can ever see peace, the great thing is, and I'm sure you agree with me, Jerry, is that change is always brought about by those few who care enough.
So actually, you're saying this prayer will probably be more effective simply because it's a group, millions of people getting together, sharing the same thought process and the same meditation process at the same time, and that it has to bring up some energy. I guess that's a way to make it more effective.
Absolutely, because there have been many, many studies done, especially over the last 10 years, and of how healing, directed healing, brings out positive results in patients. There have been a lot of double-blind studies done and so forth, and how people who have been sent healing have healed much quicker and so forth. Well, by the very same token, this healing energy can transform and bring balance not just to an individual, but to the world. You know, it's the same principle, but it's widening it out.
You know, Christy, we talk about this country as against the rest of the world, and I can say this because I was born in this country, and I've been undergoing a huge valley of depression because it appears that most of the population now, or at least half of it, and the politicians we have in charge, peace is the furthest thing from their mind. I mean, can a thing like this really help us at all here in America?
Absolutely, because if we think about it, Jerry, the changes in history have always been brought about by the caring of the few. it's never like the majority that bring about change, is it? It's always the few, and it usually starts with a few handful of people, and then it spreads out. And now, in these days, it's the responsibility of the so-called ordinary person, you know, the person in the street, to make a difference by actually doing something.
You always made me feel a little better because, you know, basically, I sometimes get into these thought patterns, and I know that's what the politicians want you to think. Well, I don't make a difference, and, you know, what can I do? And every time I talk to you, you reinforce my basic belief that if we all pull together here and really think positive, maybe we can change things.
Yeah, we're talking about consciousness here, too. You know, if enough people in the world really didn't want peace, I really didn't want war, wanted peace, and we raised the consciousness of mankind as a whole, because most people, I hate to say this, but most people don't think too much. So if we help to raise the consciousness, then it would be impossible, impossible to have war, because there would be this consciousness of love, of sharing, and that sounds very utopian, very idealistic. But I think it can be achieved through effort. You know, it's not just going to just happen by wishing it to happen, but if enough people are really working hard enough, as you are and so many people are with this and other things, then it really can happen. For example, Marianne Williamson, who I was speaking to recently, is working with Congress to bring about this Department of Peace in the United States.
That's an interesting thing, instead of a Department of War.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. And I know Dennis Kucinich and various other people are working hard to help bring this about.
Okay, now then, this September 21st is the day that we're talking about. And they can find out more about this day by going to those websites that you mentioned.
You can go to my website. It has links to the vigil website where you can register your name. Even if you're an individual who's going to do something, you can register your name. Or if you're a church or whatever, you can register your cooperation. And this is something that's going to build, too. At the moment, it's one day. But the idea is that it becomes a week and then 2 weeks. And in Sri Lanka, it's 60 days. And so eventually, you know, obviously 365 days a year. But, you know, every journey starts with a single step.
So now what are we really asking people to do here? People listening, a lot of people, I mean, you know, everybody's for peace, they say, but most people don't really spend a lot of time thinking about it. And I question the fact about everybody, because it seems like it's 30-40% of our population in this country seems to think everything's just fine the way it is, which is just very disappointing. I mean, what are we asking people to do to change here? I mean, what are we doing?
What we're asking on this day is to try and, throughout the day, get up in the morning and say, this day I'm going to dedicate to peace. So I'm going to, you know, do things like even giving healing, doing some charitable work, you know, help visiting the lonely, the sick, the unhappy, helping to raise people individually, and also spend a bit of time, you know, sending out your prayers of love into the world. Visualizing people joining together, because there sure are going to be, as I say, possibly, I mean, my friend Dave reckons there could even be a billion people joining together, at least.
A billion people is what you're shooting for, probably, huh?
Certainly. It certainly snowballed from when it started in 2001, and we're only 3 years on, and it's really, really snowballed, and he reckons that within a couple of years it could have, you know, moved to a week and so on. I know there are lots of days of peace throughout the year celebrated, but this one has the backing of the United Nations and the General Assembly, and it's certainly growing and has more power, I think, than any other day that I've seen.
Then go to your website, chrisseblaze.com, right? chrisseblaze.com. And you've got all the information.
Have all the information and the links to the vigil website where they can register. People can register their cooperation if they wish to and see what other people are doing, because that's very inspiring too.
So you're going to be in Michigan here on the 26th of September.
That's right, yeah.
And what else is on the agenda for Chrissy Blaze?
Oh, well, thanks for asking, Jerry. We're going to England also next month, beginning of next month, to participate in a very exciting conference called The Field. And there's going to be Edgar Mitchell there and various other people who are quite well known.
Oh, you'll like Edgar Mitchell if you have never had a chance to meet him.
I haven't. No, he's been on your show, has he?
Yes, and he was in Roswell this July.
Oh, right, of course.
And so he's a very interesting fellow. I think you'll enjoy it, that end of meeting. And so how long are you going to be in England?
Just for a week, actually. We're going to be at the conference for a couple of days, and then we're taking a few days vacation.
Yeah, well, you got to enjoy your homeland.
Oh, yeah, always nice to go home.
But it's always probably nice to get back to Southern California, too.
That's right. I mean, home is where the heart is, right, or something.
Yeah. Chrissy, I guess the best way to close this thing out is, say, September 21st. That's the day of peace. A vigil. The information can be found on your website. We have a link to it. And you're probably too young to remember him, but there used to be a guy with horn-rimmed glasses named Dave Garraway. He used to close his show out every day with the word peace and hold up his right hand on television. And I guess that's a good way for us to close today. Thank you, Chrissy.
Thank you.